Guess who and guess what? Footy Prime is launching a gin and we're having a party to celebrate. Thursday, June 6th, join the whole FP crew for Footy Prime's one-night stand at Nickel 9 Distillery in Toronto. Come celebrate Footy Prime's one-ball gin with Nickel 9 Distillery mixologists on hand, Charmin's proper pies, meet and greet and photo ops with your favorite primers, and a live Atska's Almost Anything podcast. Footy Prime's one-night stand, June 6th at 7 p.m. till when we kick you out. Tickets at eventbrite.ca. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Amy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents White Caps, Three Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Thank you, JC. Yes, it is Three Questions, Vancouver Whitecaps. Asa Raymond is here. Craig Forrest is here. I'm James Sharman. Boys, how's it going?
Great. Not great bad. Week. Yeah.
I know everyone's talking once. In. Yeah, I know. That's a problem, right, with these bloody calls. It's not quite the same as being in person, but we're sliding this in as the halftime of Real Madrid Bayern Munich begins. I dare say we'll drift throughout a little bit of the second half, but that's okay. There's lots to get to, Asa. It was, of course, the 50th year anniversary celebrations this past weekend. Not the greatest result. 0-0. Played pretty well, though, against Austin, I thought. But first of all, what was the energy? 32,000+ fans in the stadium. How was the whole weekend?
It was awesome. It was electric. So cool to see some old faces come back into the building, celebrating the different eras, the different decades. The 70s were trotted out there in the pre-match ceremony. Then the teams in the 80s, some old faces there, Dale Mitchell out there, Ivor Evans, some great players there for the Vancouver 86ers. Then you kind of saw the USL, MLS era celebrated. Jay Demerit came out on his own, just kind of had a moment as well. So it was amazing. The entire pre-match ceremony was great. It was good to see the festivities, good to see the energy, 32,000 plus in attendance. It was a record-setting crowd at BC Place. And then the match fell a little flat after everything that was going into it. And you felt kind of bad for all the fans that came out to check out this match. And what you expected to be a pretty electric end-to-end affair. I was talking to people going into this game, and they thought, yeah, Austin's coming into this one red hot. The Vancouver Whitecaps looking really good recently as well. I was hoping for like a 4-2 Whitecaps win at the end of it. And then, as you mentioned, 0-0 results.
Yeah, you kind of think about that opportunity and just the buzz around the team and the 50th anniversary, because it was a combination, I think, in my opinion, of the two, why this is such a great crowd that showed up. And you just feel as though the Whitecaps, they get in these positions and then they, you know what I mean? Like they're just so close to grabbing it. And then it just kind of slips through their fingers, like sand through your fingers.
Yeah. But, hey, Craig, I was willing it too, in the commentary, doing the play by play. Levante Johnson came into this match, and I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be great if he was like Dougie Muirhead, that they would get up for the super sub to come in and get the game winner, and just waited for something to happen. Nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing radio, so you could even have just thrown a goal or two in there just for fun.
Yeah, no one would know.
No.
Not for a while, anyway.
That's right.
So I'm just I'm distracted here because I'm just trying to find out what Jay Demerit's doing these days.
He's got a few businesses that he's overseeing at the moment. I haven't had a chance to chat with him, so not totally sure what exactly he's up to right now, but an entrepreneur. He has
I'm just reading here. It came out yesterday, right? And an Irish website. So Treaty United has unveiled its newest jersey design to be used as their third kit this season. Again, created by former English Premier League player Jay Demerit. The outline of King John. Is he an artist? Is he a kit designer? I'm actually just seeing this right now. This is very cool. I like these guys who just surprise you with just these talents they have.
Jay, it would be Jay, though. He's got his hand on everything.
We should get him on the show.
That's right.
Yeah, get him on here. His wife's a former athlete, too, I believe, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they're doing quite well.
Well, I mean, he's to this day, one of Vancouver's most popular footballers, right?
Yeah, and that's why it was so nice to see him celebrated and have that moment all to himself. First captain for the club as well in the MLS era. And a well-received standing ovation for Jay Demerit. It was awesome.
So a good party then, was it? Like during the match, obviously, were there some post-match festivities you partook in? What was the story?
Yeah, I didn't get to celebrate. We had Paul Dolan joining us in the post-match show, and I was asking if he was going to go take on like some of the festivities as well, because I'm sure it was going on all night long because they had a good group, and you could kind of see it. So it was the pregame festivities where they had everybody going out there, and you could tell from a few people like, oh, they've been enjoying this all day long. You know, it's like, oh, they probably started enjoying this moment at about 12 o'clock today.
That sounds like a great weekend, despite the result. That's a bit disappointing. But okay, to our three questions, okay? Today we're going to talk about the Canadian Championship and the emphasis on that. A win this past week against Cavalry, of course, in the first leg. I want to get a negative so far this season, okay, Asa? There's been so much positive around this team. Aside from the 0-0, I want to get a negative, a legitimate negative about this team, okay? And then I want a rumor that you want as reality. They're beginning to swirl around MLS right now, rumors, as the summer approaches.
Yes.
So we're going to put you in the spot with that one, okay? So to start with, though, the Canadian Championship, Vanny made 8 changes for that one against Cavalry. In the end, they did enough, 2-1, despite a late goal for Cavalry in that one. But, I mean, is he putting an emphasis on the defense of the crown despite the 8 changes to start this one?
I think so, because you still saw players say, even though they didn't start, Ryan Gauld got significant minutes. Andres Cubas, I didn't expect to really see him in this match at all. He got into the game as well. So I think that there is an emphasis on actually getting this result. Maybe a little bit disappointed with the way they started the match. You're right, had that rotation, tried some new people in there, Ralph Parisseau included. Thought they looked okay, but disjointed as well at times, and didn't look as fluid or solid as you would have liked. So then come the second half, you see those familiar faces come back into the group, and you really wanted to get that result over the line. Levante Johnson had a very good game and a great game, scored the goal of the season as it stands so far for the Vancouver Whitecaps. Maybe the Ali Ahmed one was good this season as well. So you're getting special performance. You got a special performance from Levante Johnson. But yeah, I think that there is an emphasis, a priority on this to lift the cup once again for Vanni Sartini. He's always made it very important that the hardware in general is important. Just winning championships, winning trophies, and the Canadian Championship is included. So I do believe he's going for it, and he showed it, especially with the way they came out in the second half against Cavalry away from home.
They seem as though they have that attitude where they want to really go for just about every game. They're taking everything very seriously, because I know the emphasis of the start of the season was, let's start off pretty well. Well, I mean, here we are, and beside the 0-0, little bit of a disappointment, they didn't lose, and their record is still very strong.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Craig. I think they are going after absolutely everything. The interesting thing here will be how they do this month with games coming in quick succession, playing midweek, playing on the weekend, playing midweek, playing on the weekend, traveling a lot as well, a lot of travel, a lot of games away from home. So the depth will be tested, the legs, the energy will be tested as well here. So we'll see how they respond to this, because I thought that this was maybe an opportunity this season, the Canadian Championship, with all the games that they've had and they have coming up here, to really rest Ryan Kubas in a game like this. Yohei Takaoka didn't play in the match, so rested the goalkeeper, obviously, as well. But, these players got minutes here in this game, in this competition that is still very important for Vanni Sertini.
We talk about the depth, and we've said it throughout this season so far, but Levante Johnson comes in, a guy that was drafted, I think, last year in the Super Draft. He's not a kid. He's 25, right? But scored two important goals. We haven't mentioned him once all season long, right?
He's a role? Really interesting one, because with Demir Krylak now injured, talk to Vanni Sertini about who are the other options at the nine position, because Brian Waite has seemingly played every minute of the season so far. He doesn't come off the pitch. So who are the replacements? What are the options here? And he said, Levante Johnson. He likes to play on the wing, utilize him on the wing as well. But he can play centrally, and I think that he showed well in this game. This is a big opportunity for Levante Johnson against Cavalry, because you mentioned it, James. He's not young, you know. He's sort of newer to the team, joining just a year ago. But at the same time, he's a little bit older, 25 years old. So he's at a stage now where you want to see more from Levante Johnson. Mm-hmm. You want to see him take that next step. And as a 25-year-old in that position, he's not that much younger than Brian Waite. So, you know, you want him. You want to see him get those minutes and contribute and be a regular contributor with the first team.
It looks as though with this team too, he says that they've got such a great position where there's competition for spots. I mean, so I look at some around the MLS, there's some that they pick their team pretty much right away. But this team is certainly, other than a few players, you could say that there's open positions if people can put in performances that can get Vanny's attention.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, that's what this Canadian Championship really offers to some of these players, because there are a few players that haven't seen as many minutes as they would have liked. Ralph Priso just came in this season, but he's at a point now with MLS minutes under his belt. He's probably wanting to get some more time with the first team as well. So he got an opportunity to kind of show what he can do. Jervaine Brown hasn't featured much, so he got minutes against Cavalry. Luis Martins, he's battling some injuries early on, but it's hard to see where he fits in with this team. So there are several players who are capable of starting in the MLS who have not seen enough minutes, and this Canadian Championship gives them the opportunity to show what they can do and maybe earn more minutes for Vanni Sertini. Because that's something that he said, as long as he's been head coach for the Vancouver Whitecaps, that every position, the minutes are up for grabs every week. It's an open competition. It's just been tough to knock some of these players out who've been performing so well so far this season.
So a positive from a negative, I guess, in that regard. You're not playing very many minutes, but here's your platform. So let's get to the negatives now. Which negatives? Hey, listen, Craig, I've been doing TFC as well, you know, this season. I've been listening to all of Dubs' Montreal's. Yeah. They've always been a balance of negative and positive. Okay, this has been way too positive.
It's been one of those seasons for those two.
I know, right? Up and down. Whereas Vancouver hasn't really been a down just yet. So give me a negative, Acer.
The negative for me is that I don't think we've seen those players who are sort of on the bubble and ready to take the next step, that we wanted to see them take the next step. They have it in my mind. Pedro Vite and Ali Ahmed in particular, I believe that those are two players that you wanted to see them kind of break through to the next level and be at that Brian Waite, Ryan Gold, Andres Kubas sort of level, or at least like closer to it. Even Fafa Pico has been a little bit more consistent with his performances. And Ali Ahmed looks very good when he has the ball. He's very dynamic. But for the type of player he is, I think at this stage of the season, you'd want to see more of those wonder goals, more of those chances created, because he's taking people on, taking it to the end line, cutting it back, whatever he's doing, just contributing a little bit more, because that's been the biggest issue for this team so far this season. So I'll give you a couple negatives here, Sharms. The other negative is that they struggle to break a team down when they're set up in this like low block and giving the Whitecaps possession, allowing the Whitecaps to bring it up the field. And then the Whitecaps don't really have a way to get through that. Maybe push a hopeful ball into the box for Brian Waite to go get on the end of.
Sorry.
Answering calls. It's such a hot topic. People are calling in. This is great. So controversial.
Yeah, you got to have those callers coming in.
Yeah.
But that's got to be what it is. It's the fact that, yeah, they don't have a player, or they've struggled to find a player that can kind of break through and create opportunities when teams set up in that lower block. And that's what we saw against Austin last weekend. And for me, those two players in particular, Ali and Pedro Vite, there's another level.
Sorry.
The hotline's going off. Ali Ahmed was the breakout player, I think we talked about at the beginning of this season. And the idea there, he obviously broke out last year. But I think for this year, you're wanting to see another level, another breakout season from Ali Ahmed. And we haven't seen it yet.
Well, one of those negatives, you talk about breaking teams down. I think that's why they've done so well away from home, where teams have sort of have the emphasis to come at you. I wonder if that will change, if teams will do a little bit more defensive-minded against Vancouver at home. That would be interesting to see.
That would be interesting, yeah, because generally at home you want to control play, you want to dictate the pace and play, and that's what most teams will do at home, and then it sets up perfectly for the Vancouver Whitecaps. They like to press high, create opportunities on the counter with Fafa, Gault, and Brian White, and they've done it. They've had great success on the road so far this season. So that would be the interesting thing to see, is if they do in fact turn things around. This is amazing. I love how important this is, because Sharms is gone. He's got to take this call. Very important.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's probably it might be Mr. Sarratini.
Yeah, maybe we have to get. Hey,
hold on a second. I got something to say to you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know, it must have been amazing. I really wish I was out there for that game, just from because of the amount of players that were there, former players, and just that nostalgia goes around with that club and what it meant to me growing up as a young boy in the Vancouver Whitecaps. It was great having Carl Valentine on last weekend to sort of celebrate that. But is that going to continue, or were there guys that were just came in for the game? Obviously some, but is it something, I mean, Carl said it's going to be an alumni, but is that something that's going to be more of an attachment from alumni and the fans themselves?
Yeah, that was a great, actually, conversation we had last week, because I've referenced it a few times. It was really good that we chatted with Carl just about, the alumni association, I guess, that they're trying to develop. But the club is also going to have decade teams, the decades recognized throughout the season. So this was the 50th anniversary match. Celebrated. Yeah, everyone was invited. Anyone that put on a Whitecaps or 86ers jersey was invited. Had about over 130 players, alumni, join it. But going forward, there are going to be other matches where celebrate the 80s era, the 90s, early 2000s. So that's going to be great to see a lot of the players come back. And I think that there is a closer connection as well this season, and hopefully it carries forward.
It's amazing that at one time when they came into MLS that there was talk about it not being called the Whitecaps.
Such a good name too, right?
Great name. I don't know.
Can you explain to me the 86ers Whitecaps thing? Can you explain to me? Like
the names?
Yeah, like what happened there? Why did it change?
It changed late 90s, I guess. The ownership changed and then went back and bought the naming rights, the Whitecaps naming rights. So reverted back to the Whitecaps. The Whitecaps named after the Whitecaps on the water and the mountain tops. 86ers.
No
named
way. After the, that's why.
The 86ers named after the 86. The year it was founded, but also the 86 people that pitched in $500 to fund the team when it started.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the 86ers part.
Was that the question?
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, no, I obviously knew the Whitecaps, it's kind of weird. It's Whitecaps, then became 86ers, then became Whitecaps again. Yeah. It's a little bit messy, you know.
Not Lionel, though. No. the Whitecaps name was actually established once again before it joined MLS. So there's like the USL era as well. It was also Whitecaps.
Whitecaps too, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's interesting. But back to the whole alumni thing, because Craig, you know, in the UK and around the world, the alumni facets of football clubs is so important to celebrate that history. I know you've been involved in to a certain degree when you played at Ipswich and at West Ham. Mm-hmm. Those ex-players are always kind of around, aren't they?
Yeah, especially if you're one to be interested in the actual history of the club. So these guys that I first saw when I went over there, like Alan Hunter and Alan Brazil, well, oh my God, like then talking to other people, Bobby Robson, I mean, out of all the players that he coached – Barcelona, PSV, England, you would name it. He said that Alan Brazil was the best player that he ever had.
Really?
And there's very little video of that era, really. You know, it was rare to be on TV, but amazing just the same.
That's why it's so important to carry on those stories, right? I think I feel it's similar here with the Whitecaps, where you're hoping that that changes a little bit, where these stories are carried on, because there's a rich history. You guys talk about, you know, watching the games in the 70s, the early 80s, and the teams and the players, the Bruce Grobelaar, the Peter Beardsley that came through, and their videos were up on the board. And I kept thinking, just wondering, I was like, how many people know that this existed? This is part of the fabric. This is part of the history of the Vancouver Whitecaps. So it's good to kind of, have those stories come up and refresh the memories.
Yeah, David Harvey. I mean, that's why my favorite number was 22. And that goes way back to the old Leeds boys and Lorimer that came over back in the day.
Amazing.
Well, it's funny, when I'm trying to think of guests for TFC, various shows and that, and then I think about Vancouver and then even Montreal with the Impact before CF Montreal, and the history, it's so much easier to pick and choose people from Vancouver or even Montreal, whereas to go, Toronto just was born in 2007, basically.
Yeah. Right? You got to get Colin Miller on again for his Toronto Blizzard days. He'll reference
that's those. Right. He will wax poetic about those days. I've got some stories I've heard over the years.
No, you bring up a good point, though, Sharns, because if it was called the Blizzard, there would be still that attachment to that club that went back so far.
Yeah, even if it was a brand new ownership group, there'd be that attachment, right? And you could still perhaps...
It's important, though, right?
Those players in history.
I think it's great that the Whitecaps, 86ers, Whitecaps again, was able to kind of keep that together. I actually talked to Bobby Leonard using the pregame show and asked him about how important it was to have that 86ers team, to get the people to pitch in, to actually have that team. How important was that to in the whole Whitecaps story to have that 50th anniversary? Like, would we be having that without that 86ers team? And he said probably not. So it was crucial to just the lineage of the club to have it carry through there.
And Bobby's been there the whole way through. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah,
through all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Player, manager, coach,
administrator.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we get some rumors, because I love rumors.
So
I used to really love rumors, but now they're not quite as, there's so many.
Is that what
now.
The call was about?
No, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No, that was my butcher shop who delivers our meat and my pie business. Had
that's
arrived.
Very important.
And I don't know why they have my number, because I rarely work there. I haven't really worked in this facility for 3 years. And out of the blue, they start calling and won't give up. Calling and calling and calling.
Wow.
So we'll sort that out. And that's really interesting for the audience to hear that.
Your meat's important.
Meat is very important, especially if it's in a meat pie business.
Especially yours.
In particular, Sharma's proper pies, by the way. If you're in Vancouver, we don't sell out there just yet, but we're working on it. Trust me.
Yes.
We really are. Any help you can hand, let us know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
Rumors. Yes, rumors. Asa, this is your idea, this segment.
It's good, yeah.
But you better
than talking
good
about Charms is meat. We'll move on.
You're a very short conversation.
Wrong.
So the rumors. Speaking of, oh goodness, the rumors, would they be true about I don't know.
Well, when we drugged him, he has no idea.
There's a hint of truth in every rumor.
That's right.
Or an inch of truth.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. All right. It's like a proper Footy Prime.
It is. It is. You're part of the gang now, Asa.
This is good. Rumors around the Whitecaps been pretty quiet. It was digging deep to figure out what's going on, who people want to see here in Vancouver. For the most part, the fans want a name. They've always wanted a recognizable name. Being a Chelsea supporter, saw that Thiago Silva has announced his last days with Chelsea. So that'd be a fun one to see here.
He beat you to it.
Yes, exactly. But then obviously Whitecaps very solid in the back as well. So the rumor that we're seeing swirl around MLS is Marco Reus, obviously. And that's a tantalizing one.
It is, isn't it? For me. St. Louis are the hot rumors.
That's right. That's the big one. But as far as names go, a player that can kind of slide in, contribute, you have the German connection as well with Axel Schuster, so potentially an opportunity to make something like this happen, and a player that I've always loved as well. Still, I think has plenty of tread on the tire as well. I think he can contribute a lot at the MLS level. So that'd be a fun one, I'd love to see.
He might be arriving as a Champions League winner as well.
Right. Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I'm a huge fan of his too over the years. That's the kind of player you'd be looking for, right? In Vancouver, someone to, you mentioned before, to unlock the defense, which they're having issues for right now.
This is the guy. And this is like, I'm not saying they're close on this or there's anything to it, but as far as like, I think I phrased it as, rumors you'd like to see as a reality, this would be it, right? If we're dreaming here, still ahead of the transfer window and hoping for something to happen. That's the one. His ability on the pitch, on the ball, and then his leadership and everything else that he can bring to the table, bring to this team that they could definitely use. I think that'd be the one. And when you look at, that need, that star power, that player that brings people enough that they've had any trouble bringing people in a BC place, the attendance has been incredible. He checks those boxes as well. Marco Reus would be an incredible addition to the Vancouver Whitecaps for sure.
I wonder, though, with his health history, whether the turf would be a problem.
Yeah, that's the turf always comes up.
Sort of overthink it, but
they're getting grass for the World Cup. And I talked to BC Place, and they said they're still exploring the idea of having a permanent grass pitch at BC Place.
Wow,
it's unlikely, but they're still
exploring it. They're just teasing the fan base.
That's right. Yeah, myself included. Adding to this rumor,
because Royce ain't going anywhere without having.
So maybe he's part of it, and they're all in cahoots. This is how the rumor goes.
If Marco Reus has that much power at this point in his career, good for him. That's all I can say. Rolls Royce, as they used to call him, what a player! Yes. But I don't know. Any other rumors out there? I mean, you want that? A lot of teams want big name players. We get that, but at least the position Vancouver needs a big name player. It is a position where there would be potential big name players available. That silky smooth guy, a little bit older perhaps at this point, but can still contribute. And a sexy signing, a fun signing.
Yeah, I think it has to be the attacking third. I was struggling to find any other like big names that fit the bill. But I look at some of the additions that other teams have made. Mentioned Paintsill earlier on. He's just such an impactful player. I do think that they would really benefit from having a player that either has a bit of pace, has that ability up top or through the middle of the park and can push through that penetrating pass to create opportunity. So that's kind of, I think, the profile that we'd like to see, I think, in Vancouver, and fans would like to see, obviously, as well.
Most teams are looking for that same thing.
That's everyone is. It's just like, it's never mind.
Everybody wants to add
it. Here's the problem.
Oh, if only we can get a goal scorer.
Get
in line.
No kidding. We'll see. You know, at least in Vancouver right now, I mean, all joking aside, things are very positive. Coming up a really fun weekend, anniversary celebrations, 32,000 fans, teams playing really well, looking really good in the table right now, playing against LAFC this weekend in LA, whereas, other parts of the country, like look at Montreal right now, it's a complete mess. There's real problems there right now. Not so much on the pitch, they're playing okay, they're not getting results at the moment, but off the pitch, there's problems there.
Yeah,
TFC is always a roller coaster. It seems pretty smooth sailing right now in Vancouver.
Yeah, but there are some, areas of concern that we've seen. So the home performances, the just sometimes struggles to get those goals at home, create those chances. And then the cavalry match as well in the Canadian Championship, I don't think it was as clean and smooth as the Whitecaps and Vanni Sartini would have liked as well. I think they would have liked to, with the group that they started with, been up a goal or been a couple goals up instead of just the one late at the end of the first half, which was a worldie by Lavonte Johnson. I think they would have liked to, control play there and been a little bit more aggressive and comfortably got that result without bringing Kubas and Gold in the second half. I think that there's still, some concern to just be a little bit cleaner, especially now that there's going to be less rest between games.
Those Canadian games against teams like the Cavalry are massive for them,
for the CPL.
And they're often messy. I think of some of the games that we played, that we talked about that on the pod actually earlier today about, games that we lost in the FA Cup to lower divisions, and it actually has happened. And it's a big game for them, and it's a game you don't want to lose if you're the MLS team, so. But they're often messy.
How great that it's not, one-sided, that there aren't blowouts that frequently. The CPL MLS games are generally competitive. Not always. Yeah. Vela found that out last week.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, they're competitive, right?
So yeah, Valor's in a whole lot of world of hurt.
And now that was to a CPL brother as well. Jesus. Anyway, listen, Asa, thanks for this. I always enjoy it.
Thanks,
three questions, Whitecaps. We have three questions, Montreal and TFC, both being recorded on Thursday, as well as MLS Box to Box with MLS Season Passes Andrew Wiebe on the show tomorrow to talk all things MLS. So, thanks for joining us. Make sure you check out wearefootyprime.com if you're in Toronto for June the 6th. We're having an event, by the way, Asa, if you're down here. We can't afford to fly you out just yet. One day we will. But if you happen to be in Toronto in early June, we'll get you a ticket. How about that? A free ticket to our event.
Oh, so generous. Love it, James.
Well, I may even buy you a beer.
Even better.
But information will be on our website very, very shortly. But we're actually launching something rather exciting. So more about that on our various other podcasts and on wearefootyprime.com. So everyone, thank you very much for joining us. We'll chat again same time next week. Cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by FuboTV. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Nice.
Good stuff, boys.
Thanks, boys. That was great.
Did we miss anything in the game?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.